Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're with Zichru Nazir Daf Gimel, the first parak, Kol Kenuya in Yizirus. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught, the one who says, Hari Alei Shalech Pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, is a Nazir. The Gemara explains that the source that Shiluch means to grow is from the Pasuk Shalachayach Pardes Rimonim. Your growths of hair are like an orchard of pomegranates. The Gemara objects that perhaps it means to remove, meaning to remove long hair. As we find in the Pasuk, Voshalech Maim Al Pnei Chutzos, and sends water upon the fields. The Gemara answers that the Tanna derives the usage of Shiluch Pera here from its meaning in Yechezkel, where it says, and tresses they shall not grow, which teaches that a Kohen cannot do avoda unless he has cut his hair within the past 30 days. We see then that shiluch perach means to grow long hair. The Gemara is that even the pasuk quoted above to prove that shiluch can mean removing can be understood to mean growth. The kadmashkin le'mayla perurabe, that when they water the fruit trees, they grow. The pasuk would then mean who causes fruit to grow through water on the fields. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated that one who says, Hari Alei Tzipporin, an obligation of birds is upon me, Reb Meir says he's a Nazir, and the Chachamim say he's not. Reish Lakish explains Reb Meir's position, that his intent is to grow his hair long, and he alludes to hair by using the word birds, which are mentioned near each other in a pasuk in Daniel. Reb Meir holds, Matpis Inish B'midi D'Samichle, a person would vow in reference to something mentioned nearby the term he intends, and the Chachamim disagree. The Rosh adds that Reish Lakish requires that a Nazir is passing by for this declaration to suffice. Rav Yochanan says that no Tanaim hold that a person references what he means with other words written nearby. Rather, Rav Meir's reasoning is, the Chayshin Shemet Tzipori Nazir Tamei Kiba Olav. We assume he accepted birds of a Nazir became Tamei, meaning he accepted to become a Nazir, which can possibly obligate him to bring two birds if we become Tamei. When the Gemara asks that perhaps he's merely accepting to provide a Metzorah with the requisite birds for his Tahar process, it answers that we're speaking where a Nazir is passing by, which the Gemara clarifies to mean that a Nazir's Tahar is passing by. Otherwise, his intent may be to provide him with the birds for his Karbanas. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Harni Nazir mina chartzoni mina zogi mina talachas u mina tuma. One who says, I'm hereby a Nazir from grape seeds or from grape skins or from hair cutting or from tuma, is a Nazir, v'kol diktukei Nazirus alav. He's a Nazir, and all the details of Nazirus are upon him. The acceptance of one aspect of Nazirus subjects him to a full status of Nazirus with all its laws. The Gemara says, our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Eino chayv ad shiyad makula. He's not obligating anything until he vows from all of them. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon learns from the superfluous phrase, Mechartzanim vad zog, from grape seeds to grape peels, that one who is detailing his Nazirus prohibitions must express all of them for it to be effective. The Rabban hold that the superfluous phrase Meyan Meshecher Yazir, he is to abstain from wine and aged wine, teaches that vowing from wine alone is sufficient to affect Nazirus. The Gemara will explain what each Tana learns from the other Tana's Pasuk. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah taught that one who says, Hari Alei Lo Shalech Pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, is a Nazir. The Gemara explains that the source that Shiluch means to grow is from the Pasuk Shalachayach Pardes Rimonim. Your growths of hair are like an orchard of pomegranates. The Gemara objects that perhaps it means to remove, meaning to remove long hair. As we find in the Pasuk, Voshalech Maim Al Pnei Chutzos, and sends water upon the fields. The Gemara answers that the Tanna derives the usage of Shiluch Pera here from its meaning in Yechezkel, where it says, and tresses they shall not grow, which teaches that a Kohen cannot do avoda unless he has cut his hair within the past 30 days. We see then that shiluch perach means to grow long hair. The Gemara is that even the pasuk quoted above to prove that shiluch can mean removing can be understood to mean growth. The kadmashkin le'mayla perurabe, that when they water the fruit trees, they grow. The pasuk would then mean who causes fruit to grow through water on the fields. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated that one who says, Hari Alei Tzipporin, an obligation of birds is upon me, Reb Meir says he's a Nazir, and the Chachamim say he's not. Reish Lakish explains Reb Meir's position, that his intent is to grow his hair long, and he alludes to hair by using the word birds, which are mentioned near each other in a pasuk in Daniel. Reb Meir holds, Matpis Inish B'midi D'Samichle, a person would vow in reference to something mentioned nearby the term he intends, and the Chachamim disagree. The Rosh adds that Reish Lakish requires that a Nazir is passing by for this declaration to suffice. Rav Yochanan says that no Tanaim hold that a person references what he means with other words written nearby. Rather, Rav Meir's reasoning is, the Chayshin Shemet Tzipori Nazir Tamei Kiba Olav. We assume he accepted birds of a Nazir became Tamei, meaning he accepted to become a Nazir, which can possibly obligate him to bring two birds if we become Tamei. When the Gemara asks that perhaps he's merely accepting to provide a Metzorah with the requisite birds for his Tahar process, it answers that we're speaking where a Nazir is passing by, which the Gemara clarifies to mean that a Nazir's Tahar is passing by. Otherwise, his intent may be to provide him with the birds for his Karbanas. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Harni Nazir mina Kartzonim mina Zogim mina Talachas mina Tumah. One who says, I'm hereby a Nazir from grape seeds or from grape skins or from hair cutting or from Tumah, is a Nazir v'kol Dikduke Nazir Salav. He's a Nazir, and all the details of Naziris are upon him. The acceptance of one aspect of Naziris subjects him to a full status of Naziris with all its laws. The Gemara says, our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Eno Chayv Ad Shiyad Makulam. He's not obligated in anything until he vows from all of them. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon learns from the superfluous phrase, Mechartzanim Vad Zog, from grape seeds to grape peels, that one who is detailing his Naziris prohibitions must express all of them for it to be effective. The Rabban hold that the superfluous phrase, Miyan Meshecher Yazir, he is to abstain from wine and aged wine, teaches that vowing from wine alone is sufficient to affect Naziris. The Gemara will explain what each Tana learns from the other Tana's Pasuk. All right, so now we go to a Simmer Dav Gimel, and our standard Simmon is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The man riding the hairy camel, who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by, and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, and then vowed a third time when he passed through a patch of grapeskins. Once again, slow motion. The man riding the hairy camel, that must be one Dav Gimel, Gamal, camel. The man riding the hairy camel, who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who says, Hari L'Shalech Pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, is a Nazir. The Gemara explains that the source of the word Shiluch means to grow is from the Pasuk Shalachayich Pardes Rimonim, your growth of hair are like an orchard of pomegranates. The Gemara clarifies that the Pasuk of V'Shalech Maim Al Pnei Chutzos, and sends water upon the fields, can be understood to mean growth, that when they water the fruit trees, they grow. The pasuk would then mean, who causes fruit to grow through water on the fields. So, the man riding the hairy camel who was inspired by water, sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by, and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, which reminds us. The Mishnah say that one who says, Hari Alai Tziparin, an obligation of birds is upon me, Rabbi Meir says he's a Nazir, and the Chachamim say he's not. Reish Lakish explains Rabbi Meir's position, that his intent is to grow his hair long, and he alludes to hair by using the word birds, which are mentioned near each other in a pasuk in Daniel. Rabbi Meir holds, Matbis Inish Bemidi de Samichle, a person would vow in reference to something mentioned nearby the term he intends, and the Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Yochanan has a different reason for Rabbi Meir. So the man riding the hairy camel who was inspired by water, sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by, and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, and then vowed a third time when he passed through a patch of grapeskins, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hari Nazir Mina Kartzani Mina Zog Mina Talachas Mina Tumah, one who says, I'm hereby a Nazir from grape seeds, or from grapeskins, or from hair cutting, or from Tumah, Hari is a Nazir, but called Diktukdeg Nazir Zalav. He's a Nazir, and all the details of Naziris are upon him. The acceptance of one aspect of Naziris subjects him to a full status of Naziris with all its laws. The Gemara says, our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Eino Chayv Ad Shehidar Makulam. He's not obligated in anything until he vows from all of them. So once again, the man riding the hairy camel who was inspired by water, sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by, and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, and then vowed a third time when he passed through a patch of grapeskins. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Pei Tes. So the similar Daf Pei Tes is a chalon pot. So here goes. The wife who burnt the chalon in the pot, that must be on Daf Pei Tes, chalon pot. The wife who burnt the chalent in the pot, who declared that she'll be a Nazira after divorce, which reminds us, there was taught a brayse, if an almana or grusha say that I'm hereby a Nazira when I marry, and she gets married, Rabbi Shmuel says the husband can be mefer, and Rabbi Akiva says he cannot. In the reverse case, where a married woman declares she'll be a Nazira after divorce, and she gets divorced, Rabbi Shmuel does not allow hafar, and Rabbi Akiva does. Rabbi Shmuel holds the ability of hafar depends on the time the neder takes effect, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds it's determined by her status at the time the neder is declared. So the wife who burnt the chalent in the pot, who declared that she'll be a Nazira after divorce, served it to nine Na'aros whose Nadarim stand, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Teshin Na'aros Nidrein Kayamin, there are nine Na'aros whose Nadarim stand, meaning they cannot be revoked. They are essentially permutations of three types of cases, where she's a Yasoma B'chayavya, an orphan in her father's lifetime, meaning she left her father's domain through a previous marriage of Nisuin, or she's an actual orphan, or she's a Bulgaris. So, the wife who burnt the chalent in the pot, who declared that she'll be a Nazira after divorce, served it to nine Na'aros whose Nadarim stand, and told her upset husband, Conan, that I will not benefit from my father or your father if I do anything for you. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, if a wife says, Konam she'eni nena le'abo l'avicha im osa ani alpicha, Konam, that I will not benefit from my father or your father if I do anything for you, the husband can revoke it. The Ran explains that since both the neder and the condition are either inui nefesh, or matters between him and her, he can be mefred, although it has not yet come into effect, since the condition has not been fulfilled. Dav Tzadi, so the symbol Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The tzedakah collector, that must mean we're on Dav Tzadi, tzedakah box. The tzedakah collector took a vow to learn halacha before getting married, which reminds us of the incident of a man who vowed not to benefit from anyone if he would marry before learning halacha, referring to Shas Mishnayos, and how Rav Acha bar Rav Huna tricked him to think that marrying would not trigger the neder, and he married, which forbade him from benefiting from anyone. Rav Acha then smeared him with dirt to show him his immediate need for other people to launder his clothes, and brought him to Rav Chisda to annul his neder. So the tzedakah collector took a vow to learn halacha before getting married, and went around with his tzedakah box collecting for three women, whom he initially believed were divorced, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, three statements of women were originally believed for them to be divorced and collect their ksuba. Omeres tamei ani locha, one who says, I'm defiled to you, which means she had relations with another man and is thereby forbidden to her husband. Shemayim beini levenecha, or heaven is between me and you, which means he's impotent and cannot have children, which no one else knows but heaven. Natula ani min Yehudim, or I'm removed from Jews, which means she made a neder forbidding herself in relations with all Jews, which indicates that relations are very painful for her. Later, the Rabbanan grew concerned that a woman may set her eyes on another man and make these claims to free herself to marry him, so they revised what must be done. So the tzedakah collector took a vow to learn halacha before getting married, and went around with his tzedakah box collecting for three women, whom he initially believed were divorced, was shocked when he saw the wife who said she had relations with another man, still married to her kohen husband, and eating truma. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires if a woman claims she had relations with another man, but is not believed to forbid herself to her husband as per the rabbi's enactment, can she continue to eat truma if she's married to a kohen? By her own admission, she's forbidden to eat truma, and there would seem no reason not to believe her. Rav Shesha said, Ocheles shelotot silaz al baneha. She may eat truma so as not to cast aspersions on her children's lineage. If she'll be forbidden in truma, people will believe her claim of being defiled and consider the children born afterwards to be chalalim. Rav disagreed because she can eat chulin, and people will simply assume she has no available truma. Dav Tzadi Alf, so the symbol Dav Tzadi Alf is an exit sign. So here goes. The Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign, that must mean we're on Dav Tzadi Alf, Tzay. The Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, which reminds us, on the previous Dav, we had the question whether a wife of a Kohen who was violated and thereby forbidden to him collects her ksuba or not. Do we say that since her being violated is equal to a Yisrael's wife committing adultery willingly, in that they both become forbidden to their husbands, so she would lose her ksuba like a Yisrael's wife who is willingly unfaithful? Or can she say that as far as she's concerned, she would be permitted to him since she was violated, and it's only his special status as a Kohen which forbids her to him, so it should be viewed as his bad fortune and no fault of hers? They resolve the query from her Mishnah, which indicates that she does collect her ksuba. So the Kohen's wife who was violated was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, who overheard her friend say to her husband, you have divorced me, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if a woman says to her husband, you have divorced me, what is the halacha? Is she believed to marry someone else? Rav Amnuna suggested a resolution from a Mishnah which taught that the woman who claimed to have been defiled is not believed according to the Mishnah's later ruling. That's only because she realized that the husband doesn't know the truth, so she's not afraid to lie to him, but to claim that he divorced her, which he knows about, she should be believed. Because there's an assumption that a woman would not be so brazen-faced to her husband to claim what he knows to be untrue. Rava sought to prove the opposite. So the Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, who overheard her friend say to her husband, you have divorced me, almost got knocked down by a man who broke through a weak wall and fled. Which reminds us, Gemara brings an incident of a man who was secluded with someone's wife, and when the husband returned, the man broke through a weak wall and fled. Rava said that we are confident no sin was committed, and he need not divorce her even as a chumrah, because the adulterer would have hidden. Daf Beis, so the symbol for Daf Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. The Nazir's in the hairy Nazir, house. That must be more in Daf Beis, bais, house. The Nazir's in the hairy Nazir, house, which had a sign, Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, which reminds us that the Masechta opens discussing kinuim of Naziros, such as Nazir, Nazik, and Bazir, as well as Yados for Naziros, and explains the reason the Mishnah brings examples of Yados before examples of kinuim, even though kinuim were mentioned first, is since Yados are learned from Midrasha, they're especially precious to the Tana. So the Nazir's in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, and Bazir, over the door, and overlooked the temple where sotas were disgraced, which reminds us the reason that Nazir is in Seder Nashim, in proximity to the Masechtas of Sota and Gittin, instead of in Kachim, is to say that the cause of a sota's sin was drinking wine, and therefore teaches, Kol ro sota bekukula yazu atzmo min yayin. Whoever sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Naziris from wine. So the Nazir's in the hairy house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, and overlooked the temple where sotas were disgraced, often heard people passing by saying, Ehei and Ehei Na'eh, which reminds us, the mission teaches that the declarations of Ehei and Ehei Na'eh are effective to make someone a Nazir, and the Gemara explains that the cases were where a Nazir was passing by, and the person had a mind to become a Nazir. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that declarations of Ehei and Ehei Na'eh are effective to make someone a Nazir? That's on daf. Based on Nazir, good. Number 2. Which daf of Machos from Mir the Chomim, if one who says Hari La'it Siparin, an obligation of birds is upon me, is a Nazir or not? That's on daf. Gimel and Nazir, good. Number 3. Which daf do we have 9 cases where a girl's neder cannot be revoked? That's on daf. Pay test. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that one who says Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, is a Nazir, and that L'Shalech means to grow? That's on daf. Gimel and Nazir. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a question whether a wife of a kohen who's violated and thereby forbidden to him collects her ksuba or not? That's on daf. Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a 3 with Machokas, whether a partial Kama confirms the entire netter, and if a partial Afara revokes the entire netter? That's on Daf. Pei Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we have a Machokas, if someone who says he is a Nazir from one aspect of Naziris, such as grapeskins, is he a Nazir or not? That's on Daf. Gimel and Nazir. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we discuss, if a wife says to her husband, you have divorced me, is she believed to marry someone else? That's on Daf. Study of. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss if a woman who claims she had relations with another man, whether she can continue to eat truma if she's married to a Kohen? That's on daf. Tzadi. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we learn that the kinuim for Naziris are Nazik, Nazir, and Paziach, and why the Mishnah listed examples of Yados before examples of kinuim? That's on daf. Based on Nazir. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.